Hi, this is John DeLancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Cinema Geeks. I am one of your Cinema Geeks, Optimus Solo, and joining me for today's episode is Hard Candy Mandy.
What up?
Movie Revol Dan.
How's it going?
Pretty good as of now, but we haven't had this thing happen yet, so maybe I'll feel better or different at the end. Frilly Scent, how you feeling? You well prepared?
You know, I've got a spreadsheet. It's got, I think I'm up to 20 movies in various columns that don't have any meaning or logic to them. So, like, maybe I'll get it.
It probably will work better than the spreadsheet that I have that actually has stuff that seemingly had reasons and strategies, because that never seems to work very well. But we are here to talk about our box office picks for 2019. So last episode we revealed the winner from 2018, which was, of course, Movie Revolt. Dan, congratulations again on winning the first box office draft that we've ever done. Now you have to defend your crown. How you feeling?
A lot of pressure, you know. This year is weird because, like, just looking at it, like, there's, like, six movies where I feel like they could either be, like, the top movies or not make anything, so it's going to be interesting.
And we, of course, are going to try to avoid the curse of picking movies that end up not coming out or being directly released to Netflix or some other shenanigans where they can't really account for us as far as the box office money goes. So we'll see how we do this year. Last year, we, Matt, Amanda, and myself all picked one of those films, so.
You can't trust anything. It could be on Netflix tomorrow. You don't know.
That is true. So we have a backup plan for this year's draft. We tried to learn from last year's draft. So if you remember from last year, we each picked seven films, and then whoever had the highest ranking out of the seven, when you add them all up together, was the winner. This year we're going to pick two wild cards, or two alternate films, that will be used in place of any film that does not come out, or different things that we'll discuss as we kind of go on here. So the way this is going to work, very similar to last year, we're going to have a snake draft. So because of Dan winning the 2018 draft, he will go first in the 2019 draft. I got second, so I will follow that, then Matt, and then Amanda will pick twice in a row as we snake back around, and we'll just continue to do that until we have all of our films selected. All right, any questions, Amanda? You got your sheets, you got your lap desk, you got your TV tray.
Bro, I am set up, but I never, ever, ever, ever do awesome at this. So I'm going to go with the same strategy that's lost me this every time before that, because I feel like it's more fun for me that way. I'm just going to pick movies that I want to do well.
I was wondering if you were going to go with your strategy of last year and picking the second installment in all of the franchises.
There are a couple movies I've got my eye on that are not the first in their series.
Okay. Dan, any specific strategy or just going with what worked from last year?
I'm just trying to get movies that I think will definitely come out, because that's my goal. If it didn't have a poster, I'm not going to vote for it.
I like it. So, and you guys, also apologies right up front. You might hear some clicking and typing and writing and stuff like that as we go through, because we have to keep track of what's been picked and what's still on the board. So we apologize for any side noise that you may hear, or Amanda's colored pencils and that type of thing. So, Dan, you are on the clock for the first pick of the 2019 draft. You're going for the film that will make the most money this year. What's it going to be?
You know, I could try to stall and pretend like I didn't know exactly what this is going to be, but I'm just going to go Avengers Endgame. I will say that there are, you know, you always see you have Star Wars coming out and Lion King, and, you know, there's a bunch of films I think could potentially make number one.
I think Matt wants you to keep naming them.
Yeah. I was typing as fast as I could.
Frozen 2, Toy Story, but, you know, we are, I think some of those have possible detractors. Lion King is coming out a little bit more in a busier time. Star Wars, we saw Solo didn't do that well, so maybe Star Wars is on a downward a little bit. You know, Avengers was the second biggest movie last year. The only thing that beat it was another Marvel film. It's got so much hype. It's probably, you know, the last of this group of movies. It feels like the safest bet. So it might be boring, but winning often is. So I'm going to go with Avengers Endgame.
Of course, Avengers last year made $678 million. Usually not a lot of films in a year make over 600, so that's probably a good pick for the first pick of the draft, which takes me to my pick, and I'm going to be boring as well. Rogue One might not have made as much money, Solo might not have made as much money, but the episodic number of films seem to do all right. Force Awakens, $936 million, The Last Jedi, $620. Even if it drops down a little bit, I still think it should be good for one of the top two spots, so I will go with Star Wars Episode 9 for my first pick. Matt, what are you going with first?
All right, so I know that the Pokemon and the Detective Pikachu trailer looked a little weird, and everyone was like, I don't know about this, but I'm going to have to pick Captain Marvel because obviously it's going to be in the top three.
Well played, sir. Well played. I was like, well, that's an interesting one. All right.
I was thinking, is Pokemon super popular? So I'm like, maybe, but...
I was like, I can sort of see the logic in this. All right, so two comic book films and a Star Wars film off of the board. Amanda, you're going to have the benefit of picking two films in a row.
Yes.
But don't rush. What's your first of those two?
Toy Story 4.
Story 4. She's going with the Pixar giant in its fourth incarnation. What else you got?
So many tears.
So many tears?
So much joy. So much nostalgia. A lot of kids.
All right.
Second pick is going to go to Zombieland 2.
Zombieland 2.
I feel like it's built up a following, and this is a long-awaited sequel.
And it fits your 2 theme from last year, if that continues. Okay. So, Toy Story 4, Zombieland 2. I did not have Zombieland on my board. But I do remember that one getting a lot more attention after it came out. So maybe you have something there. Matt, back to you.
Oh, man. I've got a very small list of movies that I think are all good picks. So, they're like, Amanda didn't use any of those, so now I've got too many of those. I'm going to go with Spider-Man 2. That first one was, like, amazing. And then Into the Spider-Verse is, I mean, when I say the first one, I mean, like, the fourth reboot first one. But Spider-Man is hot right now.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, that's what I want.
Interesting. All right, so that's a third comic book film off of the board. One animated, one Star Wars. Where do I want to go here? I think it only makes sense at this point to go to the wonderful world of Disney to pick a film from there, since Star Wars, I guess, technically is Disney as well. But let's see. There's choices here. We can go the adaptation, the animated. I think I will just go with The Lion King, because Beauty and the Beast made a crap ton of money. I believe, $504 million from Beauty and the Beast? Jungle Book, $364 million. I think Lion King's got to be somewhere in that 400 or 500 mark. So I'm gonna go with Lion King for my second pick. Dan, what do you got?
Pardon you. I was really hoping that I had Lion King as my number three. So I was like, well, I'm really excited if this makes it all the way. I thought Lion King could also have the chance of being the biggest movie of the year. So I think that's a good pick. Another movie I think probably has a decent shot of being a biggest movie of the year, or at least a contender. Another animated film. Basically, this is Disney draft, because I feel like that's like the majority of movies that we're picking, but I'm gonna go with Frozen 2 as my next pick. You know, I think Frozen 1 is still making money, if my son's indication with Let It Go. So if it's half as big as a phenomenon, I know like Disney animated sequels don't always do great, but it's a different world, I think, than what it once was. The next pick's a little bit harder because, you know, it seems like a lot of the Marvel book movies are off the board. There are some more movies regarding, you know, some other comic book movies that have a shot that could do well, but I'm still a little bit hesitant on those. I'm trying to pick a movie that I think has less competition of when it's coming out, from what I can remember. So I'm going to go with Lego Movie 2. The first one made a ton of money. You know, the second one seems like it will do at least pretty well. Chris Pratt's even a bigger star than he was when it first came out. I guess it's coming out in May, so it is in the middle of the summertime. But still, I think I like its chances, so I'm going to go Lego Movie 2.
All All right, that was definitely on my radar as my next pick as well, if you didn't pick it. So I like that pick a lot. First Lego movie made 257, so definitely did well. That kind of snuck up on people, too, so I think people are ready for this one. Lego Batman wasn't quite as good, so that scared me a little bit, but I think it's still got a lot of potential. I have to get an animated film for my pick as well, just to have one early on. The original made $368 million. Even if it drops off significantly, I think it's still going to be in that top 10 range. So I'm going to go with Secret Life of Pets 2. Also to go with the 2 theme, because the last three picks have been a number 2. So Lego Movie 2 and Secret Life of Pets 2, both animated films off of the board. Matt, your third pick, any comic book films, or we're going a different direction?
What was your last pick, Kevin?
I have Secret Life of Pets 2, and one before that was Lion King.
Lion King. I think I'm having trouble keeping track. Aladdin hasn't been picked, right?
That is correct.
And then I'm gonna have to go with that one, right? Like, if the Lion King's gonna do well, Aladdin's gonna do well, right? Like, they came out originally, what, 2 years apart from each other?
Yeah.
They got that 90s kid nostalgia, like.
Got Will Smith in it.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
As the genie.
Yeah. So, well, I thought about Aladdin. My hesitation with Aladdin is I have it as a top 10 film on my list. Was when the original images got like released not too long ago. It was a pretty negative backlash towards them. I mean, that's only still images, and I'm sure a trailer could fix that. But that was my only. That's why I went Lego Movie. But I think it's still. I mean, nostalgia is king. All those Disney animated movies. Adaptations tend to do well. Alice in Wonderland made $1 billion, so give it a good shot.
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong with that one as well. Amanda, you're going to have time for two picks. Last time you had Zombieland 2. Where are you going with this one?
I have two picks again?
Yep.
Excellent.
Every time it's going to be two picks.
I'm going to go with Dumbo.
Dumbo, sticking with the Disney adaptation mode that we're all in, so that makes sense. And what about your second pick?
I'm going to go with Rocket Man, right on that biopic train.
Rocket Man. Elton John story. Bohemian Rhapsody did very well, so I definitely was thinking Rocket Man as well, so I think that's a good one. Matt, going back to you.
Oh boy. It's starting to get a little dicier. Is Shazam still on the board?
It is.
Can I get Shazam for 400?
Shazam, I don't know if it'll make 400, but it might be good enough for, you know, top 10 material. We'll see. What makes you take Shazam over some of the other comic book properties on the board still?
Well, I mean, what else is out there? Like,
maybe we don't wanna
Joker?
Say.
I'm not taking Joker. Like, I don't know anyone who's interested in that, including dudes with Joker tattoos. Like...
True. All right, so I am I'm gonna go with a, I don't know if you call this a spinoff. Those Fast and the Furious movies make a lot of money, and the best thing about them is The Rock. So there's a movie called Hobbs and Shaw that is just about The Rock and Jason Statham's character, so that's gonna make a lot of money, right? I assume.
Maybe if it was called Two Hobbs, Two Shaw, or The Fast and the Shyness.
Fast Hobbs and Furious.
Because I saw that on your list, and I didn't even make the connection that was a Fast and the Furious movie. So, like, is it going to have that brand heat?
I assume everybody that watches the Fast and Furious and is diehard fans is going to be interested in that one, and maybe the Rock fans will be interested. So, I don't know. I'm taking a shot with Hobbs and Shaw. I think that one's going to make a decent amount of money. Dan?
Right, now it's getting a little bit more dicey with movies. A little, you know, like, I actually had originally Suicide Squad 2, but that's actually coming out next year, so there's that. But I'm going to go with, you know, the first one made a ton of money, over $300 million, and we haven't had a horror film yet, and looking at the last few years, there's been a lot of horror films that got, you know, the movie last year, the Quiet movie, you can't make any noise.
Quiet Place.
That movie, yeah, the Quiet movie did really well. So I'm going to go It Chapter 2 as my next pick.
I thought for sure this was going to be your second pick, Amanda.
I have a double horror pick next, but
okay.
Dan just foiled some of it.
So, It Chapter 2, I like that pick too, as well. Not too, I don't want to say too many times here. But yeah, the first one made $327 million, so I think that's a good one. I think a lot of people are excited for the second chapter of this. Dan, you got another pick.
So the next one is a lot harder because it's you know, there's a lot out there that I think could do decently well. You know, the next Jumanji movie, but there was a big drop off from the first movie to the second movie, which has me hesitant. But maybe I'm gonna, you know, animated usually make in the top 30, especially if they have a decent following. So this might not be a top 10 movie, but at least I know it's coming out, and I know it'll at least do pretty well. So I'm gonna go with How to Train Your Dragon 3 as my next pick.
All right. Once again, that was the one that I was going to take next. So you did that with Lego Movie and How to Train Your Dragon. It's like a typical draft there. I like it. All right, How to Train Your Dragon, another animated film off of the books. Amanda's not going to like me, but I got to get some sci-fi love in here and some nostalgia bang for your buck. So I am going to go with a movie. Let's see. The first one made $250. Second one dropped off a little bit, down to $190. But come on, it's got the power of Chris Hemsworth in it. I'm going with Men in Black International. And Amanda is cussing me over here. So she did not like Dan's pick of It Chapter 2 or my pick of Men in Black International. Matt, can you make it 3 for 3 and get her upset again?
No. I don't know her picks as well as everyone else, apparently. Man, boy, howdy. You know, I'm going to go with the cringiest one on the list, I think, which is going to be Sonic the Hedgehog, because, I mean, have you seen those legs, my dudes? And, like, I don't know if he's going to get pregnant by the end or not, if they're going to stick to that canon of it, but, like, Sonic the Hedgehog.
All right, some video game love there with Sonic the Hedgehog. Also animated version. That's all animated, right? Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, no, Sonic. Action? Yeah, it's going to be like a Alita or Detective Pikachu. Or
okay, gotcha.
It's going to be like a buddy cop movie, but Sonic's in this one, fan.
All right. Interesting. I'm interested to see how that one and Pokemon, Pokemon and Sonic do. I'm not sure which way those are going to go. Amanda, we took a couple of your picks. You got to have some left, though.
Don't know what to do. Okay, so plans are foiled, but I'm still gonna go with.
You take your time. You got like 60 seconds on the clock. You got some time. You can peruse your list.
I can think of another movie.
All my airtime then. Buck, Pet Cemetery.
You said what?
Pet Cemetery.
Was that a panic pick?
No, that was the only one I knew for sure.
Okay.
God dang it! I'm gonna go with John Wick Chapter 3.
All right.
Jesus, I don't think that does well for me.
You're not confident in those picks?
No.
Pet Cemetery and John Wick Chapter 3. What makes you think those are going to make some money?
I don't know at all. Clearly, have you not seen my stats when it comes to this? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Matt.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I don't. Like, I'm right with her. I'm just... less animated about it. I guess since it got taken, I'll take the other clown movie, Joker.
All right.
Is that movie even coming out? Like, that's the one that's not coming out. I don't trust that movie.
I think it's coming out.
I think it's pretty. I mean, they've been having so many, like, on Twitter and everything, a lot of footage of them filming. Like, I feel like I've watched the trailer, even though, like, I have not. So I'm pretty sure that's coming out.
Man. Oh, well, okay, then the other option is, like, who is it? Is that the one that's Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man, what happened to the other guy? We don't need a new Joker.
Well, we're getting it. That was the highest one I had left on my board, Matt. So, I mean, I think that's a pretty good pick.
Mark Maron's in it?
Yeah.
What the F?
All right, so with my next pick, the first one didn't make too much. The first one only made $100 million, but that second one, over a decade later, made $400 million. So maybe the third one splits the difference and makes $200-something? I'm going with Jumanji 3 for my next pick, just because it surprised me the last time. I don't want to sleep on it a second time. So, Dan, back to you for your final two regular picks.
All right, so I'm going to go with talking about it. So the, I remember, so Godzilla, the one in 2014, made $200 million, which I think was somewhat of a disappointment. I don't remember, but it wasn't, you know, a huge, huge hit. But I feel like this one's been built up really well. Like Godzilla King of All Monsters, the trailers have been pretty strong. Hopefully, if it's better, maybe it'll do more. But I know there's going to be tons of monsters in it. So even, I mean, $200 million still usually a good. So if it does around that, It should do pretty well. Even the bad Godzilla movie from the, you know, 90s did top 10 in box office. So
right.
I'll go Godzilla.
And your other pick?
This will be my last pick, too, if I'm not mistaken. Correct.
Outside of the wild card picks.
Yeah, and then the wild card picks. So I'm thinking so many to choose from. You know, what can I take from people? So I'm going to go, you know, Mary Poppins didn't do that well. I'm gonna go another horror route. Hopefully I'm not stealing this from Amanda. I apologize, but Jordan Peele is kind of killing it right now. He has people are, I think, excited for what he's gonna do next, based upon Get Out. So I think Us is gonna do pretty well. Again, like horror movies, if you can hit it at the right time, they can make a lot of money. So. Considering, you know, how popular he is, the trailer looks pretty strong. I want to go with Us for my next pick.
Yeah, Get Out made 176, and I think a lot of people are excited for this one as well, so I can see it matching that.
I thought about waiting for it for my special
right.
You know, pick at the end, but I don't know if it would be there, so I feel strongest about that one.
All right, so Us is off the board. Shoot. I mean, there are two comic book films still left on the board. I'm scared of both of them. And there's four animated films still going that could be picked. I did terrible picking animated films at the end of my last draft, so I want to see if I can do better than that. I think that I'm going to stall. That's what I'm going to do. Trying to pick which animated film I want to go with here. I'm going to go with The Missing Link. I have no reason for that, but out of the four that I was looking at, it maybe looked the most promising, so I guess I will pick Missing Link and hope that it's an animated winner.
Those are like claymation-looking
things. Yeah, it's that Wallace and Gromit-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, it's made by the people who made... they made Kubo and
yeah, it's got Hugh Jackman and Zach Galifianakis and Zoe Saldana. So I mean, that's some good names, and I don't know. It was basically four animated films, and I could have thrown a dart in whichever one it hit. I guess I would have picked. So there was nothing really separating it too much. Matt, one more pick for you.
Boy, oh man, How many live-action Pokemon movies have we had that I could compare this one to? Yeah, I'm going to go with Detective Pikachu and have... Right. I want the cringiest list, right? Like Sonic and Joker and Detective Pikachu. I mean, it's just writing itself in the fan fiction verse.
All right, so you're doubling down on the video game picks with Sonic and Pokemon. I like it. Amanda, have we stolen all your picks or you got something left on the board?
I think I have... a nostalgia pick. Wait, no, I don't want to do a nostalgia pick for that. I'm gonna go with something serious. I'm gonna go with Little Women.
All right.
With Meryl Streep, Saoirse Ronan.
Little Women off the board for your final pick, and now we're gonna do our alternate picks. The only catch is if. So basically, if one of our films does not be released, it goes straight to Netflix, it gets bumped to 2020, something of that nature, these films will take those spots. Or if some like big news thing comes out and we want to flip something before the release of a movie and we can throw in one of our alternates, we might be able to do that as well. But the catch here is the alternates cannot be a sequel, a reboot, a comic book film, franchise film, that type of thing. It has to be.
What the fuck? Why do we put these rules on here?
Last episode recorded.
So it's got to be like an original movie?
Yeah.
Why was I not paying attention to this?
I was going to say, we also doubled down in the Skype conversation before we started recording.
So, you got some time here. You can look your list over, because Dan as the winner gets to select first here as well.
There's nothing.
There is. So, Dan, what do you have for your first alternate choice?
So, are we counting something if it's based on something, like if it's based on a video game or
that's
something
fine,
like that?
That's fine as long as it hasn't had a movie.
Ooh. That came out. What? Well, that's some borderline.
I wasn't sure. I'm going to go with then for I'm going to go with Wicked. As my next pick, it's I don't know if that would count. It's an adaptation.
No, that counts. But I didn't know that was coming out this year. Is it even on the? I slept on this. Damn it.
What? Wicked like set the for, like the musical?
It's set for 2019 at the end of this December 20th.
Oh, man, like, release date December 20th.
So what if your alternate doesn't come out in this year?
Yeah. I hopefully it won't, but hopefully it will.
That's okay. It hasn't had a movie version. Ooh, but
it, I mean, it is technically part of the Wizard of Oz franchise. Oh.
I could. You know what? I'll go with something else if that doesn't count. Since it's technically like I guess a spinoff, if you want to call it. I'll go with Minecraft the movie then.
Okay, that's definitely fair.
I didn't know that was coming out either. I'm such a bad.
Why is that? Researcher. I was gonna say if there's a Minecraft. Minecraft's like the biggest game ever. Why would that not be? Oh,
man. I did not have that on my board either. All right. For my first alternate pick, sometimes those war movies make some money. Dunkirk made 189, so I'm going to go with Midway. Woody Harrelson is in this. Not that that means anything. Roland Emmerich directing Midway. Seems like a lot of people know about that battle, so let's put Midway in there for me, hoping that it can catch on to some of that war craze that sometimes comes out when we have like World War II battle movies or something like that. So, Matt, what do you got?
Boy, not a lot of options. Let's clear some things up. What Men Want, is that considered a sequel?
Yes.
All right, knocking that off the list. How about how about
says a sequel right on here.
How about Masters of the Universe?
There is a movie about that already.
Amanda just wants everybody to not have this.
Now, you guys did this, not me. You did it, yeah. Not me. Follow it.
How about Are You Afraid of the Dark, which has never had a movie, but has had a made-for-TV movie.
Fuck.
I'm not. No, I'll let you have that. I got other options.
I got options.
Cool. I was just
asking questions.
What about Alita Battle Angel, which is technically based on a thing, but not
everything's.
I mean, I did Minecraft, so as long as it.
All right, yeah, no, then I'm grabbing that one because they've been pushing that one for about 16 months now. So something.
Right. Yeah, it was originally supposed to come out this last year in 2018, but is now coming out really soon here in 2019. So, Alita Battle Angel, Amanda, what you got?
Do I do both at once?
Yes.
I'm going to do. Ooh, so I can have Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Or is that an adaptation?
No, you can have it.
Oh, cause, but it's on TV.
It wasn't a movie.
Okay, I'm going to do that. And then a little horror comedy, The Dead Don't Die.
What is that?
It's got Adam Driver, Selena Gomez, Tilda Swinton.
I did not even... That one wasn't even on my radar.
It's on mine.
I see that. Interesting. I'll have to look into that one a little bit. Matt, back to you.
Have we talked about how What Women Want is the second highest grossing rom-com of all time?
It was on my list, but I guess it doesn't count.
I mean,
so.
it was on my one of like, you know, my nine lists, but like I mean the second highest of all time, almost 200 million two decades ago. Yeah.
I love
that
movie when he's putting the pantyhose on and the waxing and stuff. It's hilarious.
I've never seen it, so I don't know. But I was checking because I was thinking about maybe throwing a rom-com on. They're not known for being big, but I don't got a whole lot of options. So I'm going to grab that Isn't It Romantic, the non-com.
Oh, was I not supposed to do both of mine?
You already did, yeah. Are you confused?
Yes.
We've been doing this for like nine rounds now. All right. Let's see. I will go with... how about Cats? Does that work?
No, that's been on TV.
TV has nothing to do with it.
This has nothing to do with it. Has cats been on TV? I don't even know.
I've seen plenty of cats on TV.
Is that an adaptation of the YouTube video?
It's Grumpy Cat. The cat, the movie version of the Broadway musical, I believe.
Ew, and it has Taylor Swift. Jennifer Hudson, Taylor Swift, that.
Ian McKellen, and Idris Elba, James Corden. Come on. I'll go with cats. Dan, what do you got?
Well, I wasn't sure if this was going to last, and, you know, I don't. Quentin Tarantino movies, sometimes they do really well, often, you know, not great, but I'm going to go with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It does have a huge amount of stars. It's Quentin Tarantino. He has his following, so, and I know it's definitely coming out as of right now, hopefully. So I feel safe with that. I thought about a few others. There's some, like, other, like, comedies coming out, like The Hustle, which, you know, sometimes, like, you pick the right comedy and ends up doing really well, but who knows with that. But I'll go with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, so.
All right, it was down to cats and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for me for my last pick, so I definitely agree with that one. All right, we're going to go through and I'm going to list off what we have for everybody's team, and then we're going to just talk a little bit about the year and what we left off the board, maybe some honorable mention type things that we were considering, and then kind of wrap this thing up. So Dan going first, he has a team that looks like this: Avengers Endgame, Frozen 2, The Lego Movie 2, It Chapter 2, How to Train Your Dragon, whatever this one's called, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and Us.
Well, okay. I think Dan's winning again.
With the alternate Minecraft and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. My lineup consists of Star Wars Episode 9, The Lion King, Secret Life of Pets 2, Hobbs and Shaw, Men in Black International, Jumanji 3, and The Missing Link, with Midway and Cats as my alternate picks. Matt has Captain Marvel, Spider-Man Far From Home, Aladdin, Shazam, Sonic the Hedgehog, Joker, and Pokemon Detective Pikachu, or whatever that one's called, with the alternates Alita, Battle Angel, and Isn't It Romantic. Amanda, Toy Story 4, Zombieland 2, Dumbo, Rocketman, Pet Sematary, John Wick Chapter 3, Little Women, with Are You Afraid of the Dark, and The Dead Don't Die as your alternate picks. Let's go, Amanda. You said Dan's looking like the favorite?
Oh my gosh, yes. Look at that.
Look at that.
That's probably pretty close to everything that's going to be in the top 15 at least.
Where are you placing?
Huh?
Where are you going to place?
Oh, probably my usual last place, sir. I don't know. Maybe I'll beat Matt.
Whoa, dude. Not picking Zombieland 2 as your second pick, you're not.
No, I totally looked over like Spider-Man and stuff too.
That happens when you're looking at this many films. Dan, what are some that you were considering that didn't quite make the cut?
I thought about Spies in Disguise, that, you know, that animated movie with Will Smith. Happy Death Day 2. I mean, we didn't do Dark Phoenix or New Mutants. I just don't know if those are actually coming out, just because of everything going on with Disney and Fox. Like, they keep being pushed back.
Remember when we thought that same thing last year about Venom?
Yeah, I know, and then made a lot of money, so who knows. We also have, there's apparently a Terminator movie coming out this year. Who knows about that?
I'm not scared of Terminator 6.
Yeah, who knows. And then there's some other, like, Adam's Family, Annabelle, I think we mentioned What Men Want. I thought that was up there. Wonder Park. I also thought about a Dog's Purpose, or Dog's Way Home, because dog movies and... Child's Play. There's also a new Kingsman movie. I don't know. I know I'm naming a lot of movies. But there also might be another Shrek movie this year, but I couldn't tell if it was a for sure thing or not, so I still got to sit away from it.
Yeah, I mean, some that were on my list, you already mentioned, obviously, New Mutants and Dark Phoenix. I just was a little bit scared about them. The animated ones, I think there's one called Ugly Dolls and Abominable, along with Wonder Park and the Spies in Disguise that you mentioned. Some of, like, the just non-franchise ones that I was thinking about were Ford versus Ferrari, Gemini Man, Knives Out. There's a Ronald Reagan biopic and a Peter Pan spinoff adaptation called Wendy, I think, coming out. And then you mentioned Adam's Family, Charlie's Angels, Terminator 6. Those are also ones that I was thinking. Oh, Hidden World is another animated film that... that I didn't get high enough on my list. But Matt, anything else that you're thinking about now that you're hearing all these other names? Anything that we are fools for leaving off?
Isn't the Hidden World the Dragon? How to Train Your Dragon?
Oh yeah, that's just that's the end of that. Yes.
There you go. I typed it in as Train a Dragon 3 Girlfriends because it's that's what it looks like is, hey, at the end of this one, everyone's got a girlfriend. Things I don't think anyone mentioned, Cold Pursuit, like it's an action movie, and the 9 out of the top 10 movies every year are action movies, and sometimes there's going to be one that you just don't see coming. And I guess the Tolkien biopic that I didn't know was a thing until 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's very true. Amanda, what other ones were on your radar?
I mean, we've said everything, you guys. Pretty sure.
Everything?
Yeah.
Did we talk about the new Crow?
Everything that I have highlighted. I've got Crow Reborn. No details yet. So I don't have any faith that
I'm surprised you didn't go with Adam's Family.
I almost did, but it's if it was a live action and not animated, I fucking would have, with Oscar Isaac. Yeah. Of course.
Artemis Fowl, I see, is on your list there.
Yeah, that's... I didn't know if that was more like a clock in the walls kind of thing, or if there's going to be a big following of that.
Dan, what's it looking like overall for a year? Is it a year that has a lot of money makers when you look overall through all the different animated and comic book and franchise films that are coming out this year? It seems like there's... I say this every year, but it seems like there's way more than normal, but that's probably normal now.
I think so. I think it's... I mean, like we mentioned, a lot of Disney movies. It's so weird that Aladdin and Lion King are coming out at the same time. Like, I think you do have a really good shot, because I think Star Wars and Lion King both have a good chance of being the biggest movie of the year.
I'm very surprised that Lion King, Aladdin, and Dumbo all in the same year.
Yeah, so I feel like they would try to space those out a little bit. So, yeah, it's going to be Disney's year for sure. But I don't know outside of that. And I mean, it seems a little weak this year. There's some good movies here and there, but like I'm not. There's I say that, and then we have like Lego Movie, and then How to Train Your Dragon and stuff. But I don't know. It does seem like there is a shortage. There's a shortage of newer stuff I'm really excited about, like things that are not based upon anything else. But I don't know.
I'm surprised at the number of animated films. Like it seems like sometimes it's like I don't know if it's an every other year thing or what, but like. This last year, there wasn't a lot of like big franchise animated films that had releases. I mean, there was Incredibles and you know a few of them, but this year, Frozen, Toy Story, Secret Life of Pets, Lego Movie, How to Train Your Dragon, like there's a bunch of more original type animated films coming out as well. Is it going to boil down as far as if we're just looking at the animated genre? Is it a battle between Frozen and Toy Story to see which one makes the most money? Are those the top two dogs? Do you think, Dan?
I want to count out Lego Movie because you know it's got a lot of people love that first one. I know Lego Batman didn't do as well, but I feel like that came out like at a different time of year, and I don't know if it had as much behind it. I don't know if it's like though if like the polish like if the originality of it's a little bit old by now, but I still think it has a really good shot. I think most likely it'll be Frozen or Toy Story because they're Pixar and Disney, but we'll see.
I just realized that I somehow don't have a comic book film on my list at all.
Wow.
That's kind of odd. Matt, if anyone's rooting for a big comic book year at the cinema, that's got to be you because Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, Shazam, and Joker all made it on to your team. I had Avengers, then I had Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, and Joker as the top four comic book films, and you got three of them, so how are you liking your chances as far as doubling down on the comic book films?
I mean, all I need to do is climb up one more position to do better than I did last year, so like
go.
I'm coming for you. Technically, I think Alita is also a comic book movie since it's based on manga.
All right.
So, like, even that much.
Right. All right, well, it will be interesting to see what happens. Some of these films are being released very shortly, so we'll get to see how people are doing right off the bat here as in the coming months. Box office draft number 2 is in the books. All the picks are locked in. We will have to see if Dan can remain the champion and hold on to his crown for 2 years in a row, or if one of the defenders will be able to steal it away. As we do every year, we also kind of go into our top films of the year, as well as our most anticipated films of 2019. We did a little different order this year, doing the box office results and now the box office predictions. Next time, though, we will be doing our top films of 2018 to kind of shut the door on that year, and then we'll follow that up by going into our most anticipated films at a future episode after that. Dan, what do you got going on with your other content at Geekcast Radio, or anything else you'd like to plug before we end this show?
I know you can just follow me at Movie Geek Revolt on Twitter. I got nothing on currently.
All right, sounds good. Amanda, how can people follow you on Twitter?
At Hard Candy Mandy, eyes, no wise.
Mr. Fridley Cent.
I'm at Fridley Cent.
All right, and I'm at Optimus Solo. If you want to just do a general message to all of us en masse, that would be at Cinema Geekcast. And I, as always, go to geekcastradio.com to keep up with all the other stuff that the network puts out, or you can check them out on Facebook or Twitter, and they will keep you attuned to all the different releases, blogs, podcasts, etc. So that does it for this week. Tune in next time for another chance to listen to the Cinema Geeks.